We're doing essays of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. We're up to page Chaf Beis, and Rav Elchanan Wasserman had developed the following idea. He had said that with regard to every mitzvah or aveira, there are two components. One component is the effect that the action has, and that every mitzvah affects the world positively. We might not understand the impact of every mitzvah, but every mitzvah has an impact on the world. Every mitzvah has an effect. And then there's another aspect of every mitzvah, and that is that Hashem commanded us to do so. And these are two distinct aspects of each mitzvah. One is the impact of the mitzvah. Number two is I'm acting in accordance with the way Hashem told me to behave. Now, using that point, he goes back to the points he raised earlier. We're at the letter Gimel. The Nirene would seem, Dehada amrinan betoel harishonot sheibed mitzvotav, when we learn the concept that if one regrets the good deeds he did, so our sages say he can erase those good deeds, haynu chelek hasheni ma shekiyem tzivu Hashem yitbarach, what he can erase is that aspect of having done the will of Hashem. So he regrets having done the will of Hashem. He can erase that aspect of the mitzvah. But the accomplishment in the world, we say every mitzvah propels the world forward, that cannot be undone. That is not undone by his regret. So then it's as though he did the mitzvah without being commanded to do so, because he's in fact regretting the fact that he obeyed the commandment. And the same would be true about a transgression. One's regret undoes the transgression of Hashem's will. Hashem told us to behave a certain way. One transgressed. He regrets it. The regret in its own right undoes that aspect. But what about the destruction that came from his action? So that, technically, does not get erased by his regretting, his remorse. That's the idea he brought, that Hashem allowing us to erase our transgressions with tshuva, that's an act of kindness. That's with regard to the impact of the transgression. With regard to the aspect that he overwent Hashem's will, he transgressed Hashem's will, so there we say his regret does fix it. With regards to the aspect that he can undo the ill effects of his transgression, that's a kindness that Hashem gives us. That doesn't work logically. It's lifnim mishurat adin. It's beyond the call of duty. Hashem gives us this gift that tshuva can even undo that. So he's saying that is undone through tshuva. He's saying that's the...
Personally.
So he's not going into that. You're asking, what about the impact on others? A person brought a bastard to the world. He brought a mamzer. It's a good question. Uvsof perakama de Baba Kama. And the Talmud tells us in the end of the first chapter of Baba Kama, Amar Yirmiyahu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jeremiah says to Hashem, afilu b'shah she'osin tzedakah anshei Anatot, even when the Kohanim of Anatot, that were trying to poison him to death, even when they do charity, hachshinan b'vnei adam she'inam mu'ganim, then cause them to stumble, that their charity should go to dishonest people, kidei sh'lo yikablu aleihem sachar, they should not get any reward for the charity they give. V'kasheh, that's difficult. The Talmud tells us, chishev adam nasot mitzvah v'neinas v'lo asah, if a person intended to do a mitzvah, and then for circumstances beyond his control, he did not succeed. So then we're taught, the Talmud in Tractate Brachos tells us, Hashem considers it as though he did do the mitzvah. So if it wasn't their fault that they came across dishonest paupers when they gave charity, why won't they get rewarded? They intended to do charity. We know there's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether mitzvos require intent or not? Yes, you guys with me? We have this basic machlokes, or mitzvot zichot kavana. V'lechan mandamah, one opinion in Talmud says, atoka l'shir lo yatza. Let's say a person blows shofar because he wants to play music. He's not doing it for the mitzvah. So he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. V'tzarich lachzov litkoa. He has to blow shofar once again. V'chad amal, the other opinion says, the b'dyev yatza gam b'lo kavana. That if that's how you did it, it's not the proper way to do it. But once it's been done this way, you have fulfilled your obligation. Everyone agrees that ideally, you have to intend to do a mitzvah. You can't just do it as playing music. So now that we've broken it down, and we've said that every mitzvah has two components, the impact of the mitzvah, and the idea that I've fulfilled Hashem's will, Hashem's commandment. So then if I do a mitzvah, but it's not with the intent of doing Hashem's commandment, I'm blowing shofar not for that. I'm eating matzah because I enjoy the cracker. I say, great, they're serving matzah. I don't have intent that I'm doing a biblical mitzvah. So then whatever impact that mitzvah should have, it has. But what about someone shot something here? It's the kids' perm time of year. They do firecrackers and the like, and that's one of the byproducts. You can open a window. I'm just not sure if it's coming in from outside or from inside. So the mitzvah accomplishes something even if you didn't have the intent. You give charity, and you don't know you have a mitzvah to give charity. You accomplish something with that charity. אבל מכל מקום לא קיים ציווי השם יתברך, but you didn't fulfill Hashem's commandment. You didn't know there was a mitzvah to give charity. So you accomplished something. We said every mitzvah has two components. There's the accomplishment of the mitzvah, the impact you have on the world. You did it. What about the aspect of doing Hashem's will? You didn't know you were doing Hashem's will, so you didn't fulfill that aspect. כיוון שדעתו הייתה לשיר ולא למצווה. You blew shofar for the sake of music and not the mitzvah. You didn't fulfill that aspect of the mitzvah. You didn't do Hashem's will. ומכל מקום אין צריך לחזור ולתקוע דלא אפשר לתקונה. And then why don't you do it again? Why don't you blow shofar again? The opinion that holds, we don't rule like this opinion, but the opinion that holds that once you've blown shofar, even for the sake of music, you've fulfilled your obligation, so then you've done the mitzvah. Blowing shofar again will not be the performance of the mitzvah. So now you can't say, I'm going to blow shofar again to do the will of Hashem. But you did the will of Hashem. You didn't have that intent. So you accomplished the mitzvah, you missed half of it, and you cannot redo that half. שלא תצא שום תועלת מהתקיעה השנייה. You won't benefit anything from blowing a second time. והתקיעה כזו בלי תועלת, לא נצטבנו. To blow shofar without any accomplishment, there's no such mitzvah. ומאן דאמר צריך לחזור. Then the opinion we rule like, that says that if you didn't have intent for the mitzvah, you blew shofar for music, you have to blow shofar again. סבירה, what he holds is, דבקאי גבלן לא נעשה את המצווה כלל. Then that constitutes an action that's not a mitzvah. If I did it without Hashem involved, if I did it and I didn't know I had a mitzvah, so it's ke'ilu lo takadami. It's as though I never blew shofar. I might as well have blown a harmonica. I didn't know there was a mitzvah to blow a shofar. So when I blew shofar, I didn't accomplish any mitzvah. That opinion holds, you don't even accomplish, the mitzvah doesn't affect anything. It doesn't do anything. You didn't fulfill your mitzvah. So I wrote into my siddur that before I read Shema, a reminder, I'm fulfilling the biblical obligation of reading Shema now. Because if I don't remember that, then I didn't do that mitzvah. And then in the parsha of Vayomer, I have a note in just before I say, Ani Hashem Elokechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem took you out of Egypt. I have a note. I'm now fulfilling the mitzvah of remembering Hashem took us out of Egypt. Because again, if I have that in mind as I'm doing it, I fulfilled the biblical mitzvah. If I don't have that in mind, I didn't do the biblical mitzvah. We ruled that.
Chabad is going around blowing shofars for all these people to hear the mitzvah.
They know it's a mitzvah.
They may not know that they're doing Hashem's will by hearing it.
I think they know.
I pray that it was the case, but I can tell you, I'm sure of it, you know, that there were times when, it's Jewish New Year or something, but the idea that it's an actual commandment to hear it, I sure didn't know it growing up, and I wasn't raised nothing. It's an actual commandment. You know, it's like in a seder where people go, but they have matzah, but they don't have they don't know from other things. That actually, while you're eating that matzah, to think that you're fulfilling a commandment more than a tradition. I
have a friend who was a Shaliach Chabad, and he was always careful to tell people, this is God's mitzvah. You're saying they don't always succeed in doing that.
But you're saying there,
but we rule that it...
That's that opinion. At the moment, you may as well not have said it. Is that what you say?
The Gemara says you're not Yotze. I don't know if not Yotze means you might as well not have said it. You know, I don't know. I don't know. It says you have to do it again.
Well, that's good to say. I mean, we talk about Kabbalah. We certainly have, they say, not to go back necessarily, Shmon Esrei, and do it again if you're, but my wonders, or the reason, I think, is because you could just look at it. Right? But there are things that you do have to go back for when you don't say at all. But that's different than not saying.
This is why they do brachot before many mitzvot. To tell us that it's a mitzvot. Like, we have the brachot before the Shema, so we know.
The Rav started out by saying that this was there were two components, and the idea is, I thought, and it's not, that one is, there is the idea of doing, accomplishing something, and then the idea is doing the mitzvah for, because it's God's will. That I seem to be saying that a lot, some of these things make accomplishing nothing.
It's a tough question. Someone asked me this past Matzei Shabbos, if you have someone... Just one second. If you have someone who's in a coma, is there any point in putting tefillin on them? So that goes back to this question. You know, are you accomplishing anything when the person has zero intent? So that's a good question. Meaning the idea that b'dieved you do have to go back, does that mean that you didn't do anything?
If you're in shul and you mean to say Shema, and at that moment you're thinking of something else, you know, I would say on some level, subconsciously, there's some intent that's being fulfilled, maybe. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I just wanted to know what your opinion is. And really, I'm surprised that it would be all or nothing on these things. Because initially, the first thing we were saying was there were two components. And you are accomplishing whatever in the world by saying something, and when I'm shaking a lulav, I don't know what I'm accomplishing. If I have intent, I may be accomplishing much more for me than if I don't. But in the world, the fact that a Jew is shaking a lulav is something I think is being done. I have no proof of that.
Right. Anyway. I don't know.
What about...